Heyo.
Heyo.
What's cracking?
Such a lonely day. The most loneliest place in my life.
A lot of extra room for activities in this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We are potting man down today.
Double man down.
Double man down.
Kind of like Tottenham earlier.
Yep.
two men down.
It's the Spurs show here today. So we will see how this goes. It's like an episode of Long Ball.
Exactly.
Two brothers.
You know, people do this every day. People do it solo. Just one man, one man or woman. You know, we shouldn't be. We shouldn't complain.
We're gonna do a little bit of a solo dolo today, and
zero Benfica representation at this table.
So I don't know how that's gonna go down with
It's gonna be quieter. That's for sure.
Gotta fill the empty spaces. Yeah. All right, let's get it. Podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. I'm Evan.
And I'm Chris.
Heyo. Yes, as we said moments ago. Just us today talking about football. Yeah, let's get into it. Saturday, November 4th, Figo's birthday. He's 51.
51 years old. 51 years young.
Yep.
Looks fucking great.
Looks amazing. Timeless.
Always got a nice tan going.
Well, here he's in Riyadh. He did some showing with Al Nassr there, him and Fat Ronaldo.
Ooh, two of the greats.
Get their Al Nassr jerseys. I'm sure they're so excited.
Yeah. how many jerseys do you think these guys have in their collection at home?
I don't know. Too many.
What the hell do they do with all those jerseys?
Put it on the wall? How fast do you think they're going to get rid of these Al Nassr ones?
I think they'll keep them.
You think?
It's a cool moment in time to, you know, remember.
Remember
that time when the Qataris had tons of money and the Saudis had tons of money and they're like, let's invest in soccer now.
Yeah, but it was a nice weekend. A lot of Figo content on social media. Lots of goals and highlights and good memories there. It's always fun to see when you're scrolling.
Yep.
I think they were there for the Tyson Fury fight. Which was the last weekend, too.
Oh, so yeah. The piggyback. This was an afterthought.
Yeah.
Eh.
They were like, oh, we're in town. We'll stop by. Hey. Say hi to Ronaldo.
Pretty cool way to spend the weekend, I guess.
Yeah. Ronaldo was at the fight. He was ringside. You could watch him the whole fight. He was sitting down right there in the front.
Does he get into it?
What? Into the... No, I don't know.
No?
Looks like he's on his phone there, to be honest.
Oh, man.
Didn't do it to the fight at all. That fight was kind of a sham. They just gave it to Fury... And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't got a lot of comments about boxing in, you know, current boxing. It's a lot of things seem kind of rigged. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying their best to make it exciting again, but I'm just not buying a lot of it.
Yeah, that's fair. I got into the Tyson Fury's got a show on Netflix about him and his crazy family and gypsy life. And it's pretty interesting. That's the only reason.
Traveler life.
Yep. Hey, man. He got me to watch this fight, so he's doing something right.
Fair, yeah.
But, crazy weekend in Riyadh for those guys. A little bit of Canadian news. 18-year-old Canadian James Cameron is training with Luton Town now.
Damn.
In the offseason because the CPL is on break. But, yeah, this kid was signed, like, last February in a free trial. Played one season in the CPL, and now he's training in the Premier League.
That's great. That's great for the CPL.
Yeah.
Shows you that there's hope.
Yeah.
Did he play? He didn't play on the weekend against Liverpool, did he?
No. I think he's not on contract. He's just like, oh, come train with us and practice, and we'll evaluate
That's
your talent.
Great.
Yeah. Be nice to see some money come back to the league. Other rumors swirling around. Real Madrid apparently really down for Alphonso Davies next season.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does he need a change?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, once you've done three seasons at Bayern Munich, I feel like it gets pretty stale.
Won it all. He's won the Champions League already.
Yeah.
In like his first year, so might as well move up.
Check Germany off the bucket list, you know, move on. Do it somewhere else.
Because, like, I mean, realistically, like, he's the best player out of CONCACAF right now.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody better.
That's true.
So, yeah.
He didn't look good in the last Team Canada game, I'll tell you that, but...
The Japan game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a shit show.
Shambolic.
Shams.
But, yeah, I can't disagree with your...
Yeah, it's like, who else is Madrid going to sign?
Hmm?
Is there anyone better for left back?
Maybe not.
No one's coming to
Maybe
mind.
Maybe a Portuguese left back.
Yeah. Nuno Mendes. He's already at PSG.
True.
Yeah. All right. Get into the Portuguese football. Week starts with Porto on Friday, who are outplayed by Estoril, of all teams. Single goal separates them after 90. Medi misses a penalty in the first half after Eustáquio is taken down in the box. Jordan Halsgrove smashes in a free kick in the second to secure the win. Yeah, sad day for Porto there.
That free kick was so perfectly hit.
Yeah,
you can't even be mad. It was like so damn perfectly placed. Perfect dip, perfect arc.
Diego Costa reached for it, but he just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
You can't touch them all.
Yeah, man. The Scotsman from Passos Ferreira wearing a new yellow jersey. He loves it.
He looks good in yellow.
Yeah, man. Porto did seem to finally settle on like a back four, which looked good, and hopefully they can continue with it. João Mario, Pep, Carmo, and new guy Jorge Sanchez, Mexican from Ajax, I believe.
Damn, okay.
Him and Chico coming back. Chico's looking good too.
Ajax are in dead last place in the Dutch league.
I don't know what the fuck's happening there.
I saw that the other day. I was like trying to think of all the rest of the Dutch teams that, you know, the Netherlands are famous for. Yeah. And I'm just like looking at the table. I'm like, oh, a lot of these names don't look that familiar. And I'm like, where the fuck is Ajax? And they're right at the fucking bottom.
Right at the bottom.
Jesus, man.
They're shit in the bed. And you're like, oh, maybe it's too early to look at the table. Nah, we've crossed that line. You can look at the table now.
Are you announcing it now? It's officially time to start looking at the table?
Well, Porto just lost, so maybe let's give it 2 weeks. We got the Lisbon Derby next week. Maybe they tie, Porto wins, things look a little bit better.
Oh, then we can start looking.
Then we can look at the table. But Benfica returned to Chaves for the first time since losing their last season. Otamendi, make sure it doesn't happen again. He was taking shots from half.
I saw that. I like that.
He said, fuck it, let it fly.
You know, and who knows? He took that shot. It had some weird dip on it. The goalie just kind of had it planted there. Nobody really attacked the goalie after, but if somebody was chasing him down, a little poacher action.
He bungles that.
Exactly.
Ball's out.
You got to create chances. Put pucks on the net.
Pucks on the net. Otamendi, of all people. Benfica should love this fucking guy.
What's not to love? He's done a lot for them.
I don't know. He's got crazy tattoos. You ever see his back tattoos? It's like Breaking Bad and Vikings and
all his favorite TV shows.
Yeah. He's got Netflix on his back. That's his thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, so do a lot of people in this world. So
yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to judge them.
Can't judge people on their tattoos. People make tattoo choices.
Yeah.
But then there's people that get angry when you ask them about it. And they're like, don't ask me. That's personal.
Yeah.
You like that?
What? People ask them about tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I have a tattoo with the Wish You Were Here Pink Floyd thing, and they started asking me all these deep dive questions about Pink Floyd. I'm like, yo, it ain't that deep, man. Relax. I just like the artwork.
Make good music.
Yeah.
Fair, fair. João Neves shows off his dribbling skills. He gets that ball into the box, passes it in for a cross. Arthur Cabral tries to fart it into the net. Tries to fart that ball right in, that thick boy.
He used that big old booty.
Yeah. looked like it crossed the line. Apparently it didn't. Arsenis gets the tap in and they go up one, and then João Mario scores a penalty later on, and I don't know. Neves barely got hit in the face. It looked like a weak call.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have won it anyways, you know.
Yeah.
Butt
goal or not. Guidry was back in there. He played one half. Apparently didn't do too much. I don't know. A little bit of a struggle at Chaves. But they persevered.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like a home game for them, so Didn't seem like it'd be too
usually is
too much of a difficult game on the road for Benfica. Yeah.
But I mean, it's the farthest team north. They're like at the tip top of the country.
That's crazy.
So that's some serious travel.
God damn.
Yeah, man.
Where are all the Chaves fans, man?
They're probably Benfica fans at heart.
God damn it.
That's how this league runs.
You got to keep this league interesting.
Yeah. Famalicão does. They grill the Galos 3-1 against Gil Vicente. Impeccable volley from 19-year-old Porkchop Gustavo Sá. Followed by goals from Francisco Mora and Lonely Wolf Chiquinho.
The Lone Wolf?
The Lone Wolf.
The Lone Lonely Wolf.
Dude, crazy run into the box for him.
Yeah.
A nice finish. He's looking good. But man, shout out to Gustavo Sá, who the whole time I was watching the game and I was like, is Gustavo Sauer back in the league? He is not.
He did not change his name. It's not the same guy.
Yeah. This guy kind of looks like Jim from The Office, though.
He does. He's got pretty strong Jim vibes. A young Jim.
A young Jim playing at Famalicão.
Pre-Pam. Very cool.
There's a penalty call earlier on in the game for Gil Vicente, which looked pretty suspicious, and the ref just said no to it, which I found a little odd.
A little suspect.
A little sus action there. But, I mean, it was raining all week in Portugal. I think everyone just wanted these games to finish and get the fuck home.
Yeah, well, some of these games could change everything, right? Change the whole trajectory of the league. You never know.
Yeah, but some of these refs are like, it's raining. I ain't doing this shit today. Let's move on.
I'm sure they get paid enough, man.
I don't know.
Their job should be like the postman. Whether sleet or rain or hail or wind, no matter what, you're out there.
That's true.
You know?
But they're also in charge of extra time, so they don't have to be there out as long as they want to. Yeah.
If they don't want to, they will do what's in their power to make no extra time.
Braga obliterate Portimonense 6-1. Banza picks up a hat-trick with less than 10 minutes on the clock. Ricardo Horta, Jallo, and Big Al get the first three.
It's a Banza Bonanza.
Hey, he's back, baby. I mean, he's actually been pretty steadily scoring throughout the season. Not so much.
He had a lull.
One here, one there. He's sprinkled in some goals.
Hey, last year I had him on the real fever, and he wasn't doing shit.
No, last year he was fire.
Or maybe it was earlier this year.
Probably earlier this season. He didn't start the year off too hot. Yeah. I don't think he's been starting a lot of games, but.
Yeah, he had a dip. A little dip. It's okay. Everyone goes through these things.
Yeah. Keep it up, Simon.
Yeah.
Simon Baianza.
Baianza.
Yeah. But Braga, I don't know. They're flip-flopping, too. They got Europe this week.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't waste all their good goals on this game.
I know. Fuck, for real. For real.
Who are they playing this week?
They're playing Real Madrid again.
Oof.
In Real Madrid. So.
Well, hopefully Bonza could do something about that.
Yeah. Jallo scored another goal, and he scored against Madrid last time, too. Mm. And he's fire. A little Spaniard. I think Athletic Bilbao are looking at him.
Mm.
Couple Spanish teams interested in bringing him home. It's crazy to see where he could jump from here.
Yeah. Well, best of luck.
Yeah. Braga's definitely going to need him for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Hopefully he stays. Hate to see him leave in January. Can't take all of our good guys.
No.
Sporting make a hell of a comeback after dropping the ball to Amadora and allowing them to get the jump on them, making it 2-1. Bragança opens the scoring, and then goals by Kikas, marvelous assist by Brazilian Leo Jabba, who would also strike from the spot. Lions are saved by the introduction of Paulinho and some fancy footwork from Marcus Edwards. Both those guys would score. And man, Marcus Edwards, what a run.
Yeah, you were saying he was dancing around like Lionel Messi.
Dancing around like a Keebler elf.
Like the Keebler elf.
Yeah, man. Fucking run into the box. And he got the assist at the end.
Yeah.
Found Paulinho, of all people.
I try to make those goals on FIFA all the time. Just, Deek through everybody. Not as easy.
I like the finesse ball from top of the box. Yeah. If you got your angles down, you can fucking whip that in.
Yeah, of course.
Pote almost did that, actually.
He did, near the end.
Nice fucking save over there from the Amadora keeper. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend like I know his name.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't. They got some decent jerseys, though.
They're a little sexy.
Red stripe, green stripe.
Red stripe, green stripe.
No sponsor.
Black undertones.
Yeah.
You know?
Good stuff for the new team. Good showing. France beat Arouca 2-0. Easy peasy. Two penalties. Different penalty kick takers. They changed it up. I don't know why. They're pretty close.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, boys from the Algarve getting a win. They had to fix the net for some reason. I don't know. Something was wrong with the net. The game started like 10 minutes late.
Was it still raining in that game?
It was still raining.
Wow. So really all of Portugal's raining.
Yeah.
Damn.
No stop. It's raining here too.
Jesus.
Crazy thunderstorms. It's November. The cold November rain.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Wow.
We blew through.
Blew through. Blew through the Portuguese news. Wonder why. No. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for coming back. We were off last week. Just a reminder, follow us on Insta and on Twitter. Subscribe wherever you hear podcasts. Take a minute to leave a rating and review. Got some interesting reviews. We'll read them out on a future pod. Try that. Helps people find the show. Trying to continue to grow this bad boy. Get people listening. And yeah, other than that, we're on Patreon. Subscribe to us on Patreon. Put out an extra couple minutes there for the hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. Little jibber jabbers. What's up in our lives. Unrelated soccer stuff. So a little more of that there. If you want to sponsor the show, you can do it through there also. And that, we're on Palma Radio 1, Portuguese radio station. Play 2 p.m. on the east side, 11 a.m. on the west side on Wednesdays. Yeah, they're trying to get a nice Portuguese music following, kind of branch out to the younger generation. So if you're listening to us on Palma, what up?
What up?
Hey-o. And then we're also going to be doing a pod survey. Going to release it now. Should be out now.
Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. We're not going to totally reformat our whole podcast just because you think we should, but we want to hear what you have to say.
We'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
We'll share it through probably Twitter and Instagram. If you can't find it, shoot us an email, portugalcorner@gmail.com. We'll send you the link. Just let us know. We want to improve the show. We want to make it better for everyone.
Trim the fat here and there, you know, throw in some funky things to make everybody happy, make it all copacetic.
Yeah, so we'll throw that out to the internet, and hopefully the internet is nice.
I noticed you didn't put in one of the survey questions. Should we all drink less?
No.
We're not. Yeah, that's something we're not willing to.
I think people have said we should drink more already.
Whoa.
Looked at a couple answers.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for that. If you haven't done it yet, click in. We'll take the advice if you have. Thank you for doing it. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. All right. Premier League. Fulham take on United early on Saturday. And after 90 minutes, comes down to Captain Bruno to save the day against Marco Silva's Fulham. He silences the haters who said he shouldn't be captain.
Who says that?
Carragher and Keane.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're not having it.
Well, you can't really listen to them. They're like Liverpool guys, right? Yeah. They're going to obviously... Well, they're
Keane's a United guy.
Yeah, it's true. Well, still, Carragher's going to...
Yeah, talk shit no matter what.
Yeah. But, you know what? Part of me thinks... Yeah, Bruno, sometimes he can get really really feisty, really sentimental. Like, he doesn't have total captain mentality. But considering his position and how long he's been there and, you know, he's so essential to, like, the way the team plays, right?
It's like he hasn't even been there that long, but it's also like, who else are you going to give it to? Like, who?
Really?
Yeah.
Harry Maguire?
They just took it from him. Why? You can't give it back. That looks terrible.
That's true.
Garnacho, too young. Yep. Dallow kind of flip-flops in and out of the squad.
Dallow played well, by the way.
Yeah. Scott also in and out of the squad. Casemiro. Yeah. I don't think Casemiro speaks English. How's he going to be captain?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a struggle. So it's like, you know, you take it away. You just took it away from Harry. Give it to Bruno. It's been like 3 weeks. You're going to take it off him?
Yeah. Let the man ride it out a little bit. Come on.
Guys are a bunch of fucking chumps.
Yeah.
Trying to pull the captaincy.
It's new shoes to fill, right? Like when you haven't had the job before, like nobody understands the job right away. You get a new role, new position, like, you know, he's on probation period.
Yeah.
Let the guy get through his probation period.
Maybe fail probation period. Then you can fire him. You don't got to pay him.
Yeah, if he fails. Yeah, exactly.
But he's proven.
So far he's
the guy that's going to score.
Yeah.
90th minute against Fulham.
Yeah.
These fucking jabronis. Paulinho had a good chance in that game, too. Saved by Onana.
Mm-hmm.
Onana.
And Onana's been looking good.
He's been doing better. They've turned it around. Yeah. There was that game in the Champions League last round, and Maguire scored the goal, and then Onana saved the penalty to win the game.
Do you think Manchester will finish top four this year?
Top four, no. But they're turning things around. I don't know. I'm still...
Last year was weird. I remember watching them, and I was like, these guys don't look that good. But then they kept having their moments. They kept winning against, like, the small clubs. And then it was like, by the end of the season, I'm like, oh, shit, they made it.
I think it depends a lot on who flounders outside of them. Because, like, I don't think Spurs are going to flounder at this point. They had a bad game today, but I don't think that's enough to put them down. And then it's, like, Arsenal, City, and... I don't know. I don't think United are going to fill that gap. I don't think they're going to be top four.
Yeah.
It's going to Liverpool because Liverpool is going to be up there.
I think this year Liverpool will be up there.
Yeah. I think top four is settled more
and
or less.
And despite losing this week to let them
down. They didn't lose. They tied.
Oh, they tied, yeah. It feels like a loss.
Yeah.
But, despite losing, I think they'll still finish. They're going to finish top two, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like I can confidently say that.
Amen. They're the sleepers. No one's paying too much attention to them, but they're doing okay.
Well, yeah, they're not in the Champions League. The eyes aren't on them, right?
Yeah.
But
Lutton strikes first from former United man, Tahith Chong.
Mr. Chong.
Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong.
Does the damage. Stunning counterattack, actually. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Diaz rescues a point for Liverpool through a nice little header.
He kind of got lucky. It kind of bobbled off the defender and stuff, but you know, right place, right time. He directed the ball in. Kudos to him. He probably needed that goal more than anything.
Yeah,
just for his own fucking sanity,
dude. His fucking his parents got kidnapped.
Yeah, poor
That's
guy, man.
Fucking
poor
crazy,
guy.
Man. People in South America, they just get snapped up. They're like, this guy's got money.
Yeah, crime is serious, and I don't want to get too into it, but. When situations are dire, people will do what they need to do, right?
Yeah, but he's persevering. He had a nice little message.
Yeah,
kind of shirt.
Yeah, you know, trying to free the father.
Yeah,
you know, hopefully all is well. Best to all him and his family.
Yeah. Moving on, City. Jeremy Doku takes the Prem by storm. He racks up four assists and a goal against Bournemouth.
I just juice this guy.
Bernardo would score twice, and Julian Alvarez would lose a tooth. What more can you ask for in this game?
He lost a tooth?
Yeah, someone fucked up his tooth.
Oh, my God.
And notice, Bernardo's like, hey, man, you got no tooth.
I mean, in hockey, that's a common thing, right?
Yeah.
Soccer? No.
How did you even lose it? Like, where did it go? He run into the post?
Posts, someone's head, of a foot. I don't know.
Actually, I've chipped my tooth playing soccer before. I was like trying to take the ball off someone and their shoulder popped up.
Yeah.
And my like jaw popped up.
Oh, your bottom teeth smacked into your top teeth.
Yeah.
Damn.
Kind of skinned it. It's not a bad chip, but like skinned the front.
Yeah.
Definitely lost some of that first level there.
In the first level of enamel?
Yeah, Doku. That guy was just fucking dribbling through everyone.
Count Doku, he's got powers.
Count Doku.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he looked great. He was just like the center of everything that was happening, right? If he wasn't scoring the goals, he was assisting them. And, you know, if he wasn't the first assist, he was the assist behind the first assist.
And he found Bernardo twice.
Yeah. Bernardo had a great game.
With the goals. Goals scooping in.
Bernardo scored twice this game?
Yep.
And assisted.
Yep.
Crazy.
What a game. 6-1 against Bournemouth.
Didn't watch it. Only the highlights, but they looked fucking dominating.
Yeah. Wolves get done dirty against the Blades of Sheffield in a 2-1 loss. Cameron Archer stonks one past Jose Sa. Cheese bar smash included. The game is tied by Bellegard, the Haitian. Decent shot. Takes a deflection to go in. And then late in the game, Fabio Silva brushes up next to a defender at the top of the box and gives away a penalty.
Mm.
And they lose 2-1.
Yeah. You know what? Little Fabio, this guy. He hasn't been doing anything. They're not starting him.
He's made some late appearances as subs. Not enough time. Definitely hasn't scored in a while.
I feel like him on the Wolves, like, it just doesn't work. It's not working.
I think he needs a bit more time. I think he can get there.
you think his probation period is not over?
No, he needs a little bit more probation. He's still young. I think he's only 20.
Okay, but what is he doing chopping at this guy's ankles in the box?
This guy was falling down before he even got close to him.
He's making some bad calls. He chopped at him twice, and the first one he got away with. The second one was like, come on.
Okay. But yeah, he was pretty broken up about that. He was fucking...
good. Shoulder.
Shoulder. Yeah, man. Other than that, though, that fucking first goal, that Cameron Archer, holy shit.
Yeah, that was one of the most beautiful goals I've seen in a really long time.
Yeah. That'll fucking get you out of your chair for sure.
Yeah.
Neto with an injury. I think he got subbed off last game.
Yeah, we didn't pod last week, but watching that game, and he was just running into the box. He had the ball, and he just basically started hopping away, holding on to his hammy, and just kind of went down on his own volition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it looks serious. Those are, like, the worst injuries to see. It's, like, it's one thing when someone else takes you down. It's another thing when, like, the player just goes down on their own.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, that's serious.
Yeah.
And he's, like, one of those players that are, like, struggled going back and forth off and on in injury, right?
Yeah. So, like, apparently he's supposed to be back end of the month. Let's hope it sticks to that. Hopefully he's back in time for, I don't know, next Portugal duty.
Yeah, it's such a shame because hopefully it's not going to, like, regress him a little bit and he's going to, you know, come back and play a little bit. I don't want to say lackluster, but...
afraid.
Yeah, afraid, you know.
Yeah, a little more... that's what he was doing all of last season. You're like, I don't remember this guy.
A little reserved, right? It looked like he finally broke out of his shell and he was really doing it. Well, do whatever you got to do. Get your stretches in, yeah, Mr. Neto.
Wolves are down to starting two pork chops now. I think it was Tati Gomes and Jose Sa, and that was it.
I think Semedo played as well.
Semedo played as well?
Yeah.
Well, Fabio made an appearance eventually, but... yeah,
so four total, but not like the old days of having eight or nine guys on the field.
Yeah, not the golden days.
Fuck. But I don't know what it is. I still want to watch these Wolves play. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe I like going down with the sinking ship, but...
they've won us over.
Yeah.
Forever.
I don't know, yeah.
Midweek FA Cup shout to Beto on Everton. He bullies his way into the box to provide an assist. Everton beat Burnley 3-0 in the FA Cup.
Damn. Shout out to Mr. Beto.
Big man. Arsenal, controversial loss to Newcastle means they get their first league loss of the season. Anthony Gordon manages to fumble the ball in, but the ball clearly went out of bounds.
It did go out of bounds.
This is some bullshit, man.
Yeah. If I can see it on my couch far away, there's no doubt someone else can see it. How did the VAR people not do anything about this?
I don't know, man. They're so, like...
very, very, very questionable things going on this year in the Premier League.
Of course, man.
Controversial, maybe.
Yeah, and then, like, Newcastle beat Arsenal. Like, that's such a huge result. Changes everything.
That's a massive result. The Tottenham-Liverpool game, I don't know if you remember the Luis Diaz getting shafted for a goal.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Well, I think after that, they, like, really were like, we cannot fuck this up anymore. And then... like, let's just go into today, Spurs and Chelsea. They were checking VAR for, like, fucking 20 minutes today.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a Spurs red card, and, like, two or three Chelsea goals got disallowed, albeit somewhere offside, but, like, just so much time checking the VAR, and Spurs with two reds before the end of the game.
Yeah, it's weird too when, like, it's almost like they want the drama and they want it because, like, in the Chelsea game, Eric Dier scored that goal, or let's say scored the goal, and they're checking the offside, and you could see it as soon as they check, they zoom in, like, I don't know if it was like Bentancur, somebody headed the ball in, then Dier shoots it, and as soon as you can clearly see Bentancur's heading the ball, you're like, okay, that's offside. Eric Dier's offside. The announcers are telling you this goal's offside. They're like, I don't think this is going to count. Yeah. But still, they make you wait like
still
fucking
checking.
2-3 minutes. Like the home fans are getting riled up. They're like, they're getting fucking mad. Yeah. Everyone's mad. You're like, just get on with it.
In a
right?
full state, like Spurs, Chelsea, that's a full stadium.
Yeah, I'm all for like the pageantry and like making things exciting and, you know, people acting out. But like, Come on. We don't need to waste all this time.
I know. Fuck, for real. But yeah, Chelsea ended up winning, I think, 4-1. They ended up getting a lot of late goals there. But they should have had like 6 goals early on. They didn't know how to fucking pass the ball.
Yeah.
Guys were on breakaways.
It was frustrating to watch. I kept looking down at the screen. I'm like, there's Mudrik or whatever. He's down at the bottom of the field. Nobody's around him. Just send this guy the hugest through ball. Like, yeah. He's in on goal for sure. He's so fast.
They sent one really nice through ball to like Cucurella, who like everyone was pushing up and then drifted back, and Cucurella just like ran up through, and he was like on a like 1-on-1 with the goalie almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just didn't, like, Nick Jackson just doesn't pass the ball.
Yeah. Chelsea, and neither did Sterling. They were both hogging it, and I was like, I don't fucking understand what's going on. Like, Chelsea should be ashamed.
Yeah. There's a chance with, I think, Cucurella and Sterling, and like Sterling was open right in front of him. He just had to like tip it over, and he's like, no, let me just shoot into the goalie's face.
The fact that Chelsea couldn't end that, put that game to bed earlier, embarrassing. And also the fact that they let Tottenham have that many chances.
Yeah.
Derek Dyer goal, Bentancur almost scored on a header. He just missed it by a little bit.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know.
They just waited for Spurs to be like completely gassed.
Like, if I'm the Chelsea coach, that's embarrassing, dude.
Yeah. Pochettino, former Spurs man.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Aston Villa lose 2-0 to Forest. The Lions fail to crack the ultimate lock that is Vlachodimos Odysseas.
Wow.
With the shutouts. The Greek. Meanwhile, the best keeper in the world, Emi Martinez, lets in an embarrassing blunder. He like got a hand to it. It bounced over his head and like into the net, but like it wasn't really high up.
Best keeper in the world.
He won the Golden Glove for the year.
Damn.
Because he won the World Cup.
Yeah.
Much like how Messi won the Golden Ball.
And we're not going to get into awards and trophies and the politics behind all those, but...
it's all some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vlachodimos, I mean, he can be a good keeper, but...
maybe he needed a faster game. Maybe the Portuguese league was too slow for him.
He's playing fastball.
Yeah. Now he is at Forest.
You know?
Dude, ball's coming in at him real quick.
Some people want to play slow ball, drag, score with the mids. Some people want to play fastball.
You're playing in Portugal. You're probably, especially on Benfica, Porto, or Sporting, you're probably sitting there for like 80 minutes waiting for a chance. Then you get cold.
Yeah.
You're at Forest. You're going to get fucking assaulted.
Yes, you are.
Moving on, some news in Italy. I don't know, not too many crazy games. Roma had a really good comeback. I think Lukaku scored some goals. So Mourinho got the win there. Other than that, Pogba banned 2 years.
What?
Failed his doping tests.
What?
Yeah. I think it was like he needed drugs to like rehabilitate. Like he wouldn't be able to play if he didn't take the drugs.
What kind of drugs?
I don't know, probably recovery drugs, probably some kind of steroids.
Steroids? Like a steroid?
Yeah, steroid boost to get your muscles back.
Damn.
But like, if he didn't take them, he's like, I wouldn't be able to play anyway, so fuck it.
He didn't want to do the time.
Didn't want to do the time.
Damn.
Couldn't be like Ronaldo 9. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do the crazy rehab.
So what, he's just out of the game entirely? How old is he?
I don't think he's that old.
No?
Maybe 28, 29.
Shit, but still 2 years?
2 years. Come back, play in Saudi, make all that money back.
This guy's cursed, man.
Yeah.
He's cursed. Like, I don't know. There's so much hype for him, like, so much promise, and, like, really nothing's come of him.
Yeah, once he left Juventus that other time to go come back to Manchester, terrible career move.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I kind of feel bad for this guy.
A little bit. But hey, man.
I mean, he's probably worth a lot of money, and you know,
probably has a lot of money.
He's rich as fuck, so I don't feel bad for him in that sense. But like, as far as like a footballer and like his career and his,
he did win a World Cup.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Off to Germany midweek. Bayern lost the third division side Saarbrücken. 2-1. They get kicked out of the DFB Pokal Cup.
I guess that's like their German Cup.
Yeah, their FA Cup or their TASA. But yeah.
They should be winning everything over there.
Dude, third division team beat them. Yeah. How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know.
Then on the weekend, maybe they were resting everyone. Their Klassiker. starts hot and fast. Up McConnell and Kane, putting the Bavarians up 2-0 in the first 10 minutes. And then later in the game, Kane would score two more goals, completing his hat trick.
Calm, cool, easy, easy finishes.
Easy, breezy, Michael Kane.
Michael Kane, scoring all the goals.
Yeah. Becomes the first player new to the league to hit these numbers. 15 goals and 10 appearances. And he jumps Seru Guriassi, who's the... He's got 14 goals for Stuttgart, I believe.
Shit.
Who he was behind last week, and then he scored a fucking hat trick.
Well, how old is Kane? 30?
Kane, yeah. Kane's about 30, 31.
So he's in prime of his life. Prime, like...
On the downslope of prime. But, I mean, he's still scoring.
If you ask Eric Cantona, Cantona said 30 is the best age you can be as a footballer. I remember him saying that. Because you're, like, you have all the awareness and all the, like, the knowledge. And you're in, like, peak physical conditioning. Yeah. Right? So...
Well, I saw this post and it was, like, strikers who people consider, like, the best of their generation. Robin Van Persie, Van Nistelrooy, Fernando Torres, Henri, and they're like career goals 250, 300, you know, 400 maybe. Ronaldo has scored 400 goals since turning 30.
That's insane.
It's a fucking crazy number.
Yeah. If you want to get into Ronaldo numbers, that's nuts. But yeah. I mean, this man here, how many goals does this guy have? He's probably getting up there.
Career wise, yeah, he's got it done. Yeah. He's probably around 300 ish.
Yeah. I mean, if he played on a better team than Tottenham for so fucking long, he probably would have been way up there.
Yeah. But I think he only started really bubbling up around like 25, too.
Yeah.
He's got the numbers there.
Yeah.
Leverkusen, still running the table, 2 points clear of Bayern. Grimaldo scores two goals, including a winner in a 3-2 game against Hoffenheim.
Ooh, Grimaldo, eh?
Grimaldo.
In my head, I just, once he left Benfica, I was just dead. Like, I don't know. Who this is guy. This guy? I don't know him anymore.
Never heard this fucking name before in my life.
Yeah, kudos. Kudos to him.
In France, League One, PSG beat Montpellier 3-0 on Friday. Goals from Kang and Lee. New kid on the block, Zaire Emery. And then Vitinha caps the scoring with a one-timer top of the box. Pass off of Hakimi, who gets his second assist of the night.
I think this man, and when I say this man, Vitinha, I think he's going to be essential to the Portugal squad.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come in for the depth, and, you know, when things aren't working, he's just like that little gritty fighter player. Like, he's going to stir things up. He's going to win balls. He's going to get the occasional goal, right?
Likes to go for a shot. He likes his shots.
Yeah. I think when things are stale, you put in this kid.
Yeah. I think he's going to be the successor to Bernardo, who, like, Bernardo still has... good, you know,
yeah,
eight, 5 to 8 years.
They kind of are the same player in a sense,
right?
A little bit.
I think he's got more of a shot on him than Bernardo. I'm not saying Bernardo can't shoot, but I think he's a little more close quarters.
Yeah. Let's see when he gets to Bernardo's age, if he has the same kind of composure and same kind of a work ethic and training.
Yeah.
And all that.
We'll see.
But
apparently he didn't at Wolves. That's why Wolves wanted to ditch him.
He didn't what?
He didn't have the work ethic.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, this kid doesn't got it. And they sold him back to Porto.
That's such a shame.
Yeah. But now, star of the show. Star of that midfield, take over for Verratti there. But yeah, also Zaire Emery making a huge splash in the past couple of weeks. He scored a crazy goal in the UCL. Last week, he scored a crazy stonk. And he got a couple assists in the Champions League. And he scored again this week. He's fucking 17. Little French kid.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man. Vitinha's got to watch out. This guy might fucking take his place. He keeps these numbers up.
I don't think so, but... Nope.
yeah.
But, you know, happy to see that.
Someone
unfold.
Keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And Kang In Lee, this Korean fella. Apparently, he's super popular. People love him.
I mean, his goal was beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing I've seen from him, personally.
He's on the rise. In Saudi, Ronaldo lines up top of the box, whips in a nice little goal for Al Nassr. He would assist the second goal by Lamerick Laporte. They win 2-0 against, I don't know, some other team. Other team in Saudi.
The other guys.
He's at 48 appearances and 44 goals for the season.
It's kind of bananas.
Right?
He's
fucking 38, 39.
Yeah.
I only know people's ages, but I just guessed 2 years.
Yeah.
For the first time in their 121-year history, Fluminense lifts the Copa Libertadores. They beat Boca Juniors 2-1. John Kennedy scores the winner in extra time.
John Kennedy?
John Kennedy.
Damn.
That's the Brazilian naming tradition. Rich, rich tradition. John Kennedy.
John Kennedy.
The first goal would come from Kano. Both goals were assisted by Kino.
Kino, yeah. And Kennedy.
They got some weird fucking names on this team.
Okay.
But yeah, Felipe Melo on that team and Marcelo. And they both enjoy the glory of the Copa Libertadores.
I mean, Marcelo's a great player, man. He always has been. You know, a little bit older now.
He's the player with the most championships that's ever played at Real Madrid. The most decorated player ever.
Really?
Yeah.
More than Modric?
Yeah, by like cups.
Damn.
I think everywhere he's gone, he's won. And I guess the Copa Libertadores puts him over.
Damn.
Yeah. Real Madrid. This was his statement. Real Madrid will understand this title is the most important because Fluminense is the club that raised me. Madrid know that is always in my heart. But yeah, I feel like that would be like one of the most memorable fucking trophies ever if you were him.
Of course, yeah.
Like, yeah, you won 4 Champions Leagues, but like you're not European.
And imagine if Ronaldo goes back to Sporting and wins with Sporting. That'll be him.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be him. But is he wasting all his good years now?
But is the Champions League the Copa Libertadores? Probably not.
No.
Not the
That's
same
true.
Level.
It's a lot more.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher. But it would be nice.
It would.
Would be nice. Oh, this happened, according to Italian Football TV.
Okay.
James Franco in the stands at a Serie C match between Taranto and Messina.
What the hell? What the fuck's he doing there?
He's just chilling. He got canceled. He can't work anymore. So he's probably just living out his life in some small Italian village. Which, hey, man, sounds fucking great.
I'll watch the Serie C. I don't care. I'll eat the shit. I don't care.
Can't go to Serie A games.
He's not even good enough for Serie B.
Yeah. But hey, man, it's like, imagine just being a millionaire and being like, hey, I'm just going to live in this little Italian village. And then you're like, hey, this is the community. This is what they do. I can go to this fucking game. Sounds like the life.
It doesn't sound bad, but...
No. That's James Franco for you. Stong of the week.
Got to give it to my man at Sheffield there. He heard to do it, but that was a snipe if I've ever seen one.
I know.
On a breakaway, where does he get off even thinking of shooting?
Cameron Archer. Congratulations. Stong of the week. Joao Wonder.
Wonder, wonder, wonder. Well, I got one guy in mind.
Who you got?
You go first.
Oh, I want to say Bernardo.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It wasn't 6-1 to Bournemouth, though.
I know. I was like, you know, it's not that impressive, but still he's keeping it together.
Yeah.
They're just really clicking this week, right? I mean, who else do you give it to?
Maybe Gustavo Sá for the volley? Famalicão?
Yeah.
Not bad.
It was a nice one. I don't know. I think Bernardo. Bernardo's he's top form.
He went to the Golden Ball ceremonies, all tuxed out, him and Ruben Diaz. They met Speed, or interacted with Speed again. That crazy guy.
Interacted, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much got yelled at by Speed.
Yep.
But yeah, they got suited up. So, he's been in the news quite a bit.
Okay.
He played great.
Bernardo. You say Bernardo. What about everyone else here? Nobody's here.
All right. Bernardo it is. Congratulations. All right. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal_Corner on X, at Portugal Corner on Insta. Join us on Patreon. Listen to us on Pama. Do the survey.
Yes, please.
Can't find it. Reach out to us. We'll send it to you. But it should be on Twitter and Instagram. So, if you don't mind taking a couple minutes out of your day, it's not too long. Give us some good feedback. You can email us at PortugalCorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Take a minute to leave a rating or review. If you got time, check out some of the oldies. Some good laughs in there. And, yeah, we'll call that a day.
That's a day, baby.
Solo dolo.
We
completed.
Did it. All right.
Bam.
Adios, gang.
Peace.